Good morning.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Give me a courtesy call back today. Can I have the zip code, please? 02812. Can I have the first and last name?
Hello, 842.
Okay, repeat that from the beginning, please.
02842.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Raymond Scott.
Thank you. Okay. Looking for that name, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Yes. This is lifestyle adjustments or something to that effect.
I'm okay to count with that zip code and name, sir. Would there be a different name that could have been used, sir? Or zip code?
It was charged. Let me explain. I have a charge on my debit card for $59.89. Lifestyle adjustments, and I made no such purchase and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Bank gave me this number to call.
Spell that first and last name, please.
Scott. S. Raymond Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
Are you saying Scott as the last name?
Scott. Is fine.
Okay. I misheard you the first time. I apologize, sir. Thank you. Let me try it with that correct name. Okay, so I pulled it up with that name, Raymond Scott, and the zip code. And can you provide me with the shipping address, please? That's to verify the account.
Shipping address? I have no account. I didn't order anything.
Can I have the shipping address, please?
What would be my shipping address is 118 Niagara Street, Middletown, Rhode Island.
Thank you. I've located countless information today. So I do see this is in regards to the Bites Hub meal planning app.
The what?
Bites Hub meal planning app. So this is a meal planning app you signed up for. This app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy.
I did not sign up.
And cut out the cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, sir. That was created when you entered into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. As it stated in the terms and conditions, you'd be signing up for a meal planning app the amount of $59.89 each month that you're enrolled. You'd be billed a membership fee.
I did not sign up for that.
Do you remember ever entering into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum?
Yes,
sir?
I did this morning. I sure enough did.
So that was stated in terms and conditions that you'd also be signing up for the meal planning app.
Whatever it is, I don't want it.
I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you with getting that canceled as you requested. I do want to let you know, though, there is a promotion for a $20 monthly service fee.
For what?
Would you like to take advantage of that today?
Miss, I don't know whether you understand me. I don't want anything from lifestyle.
Okay, I'll go and get this canceled out for you. Please stand in line.
I appreciate it.
I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So here, I'm getting this canceled out. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm working on canceling this out. Excuse me. You ready for your cancellation number, sir?
Just one. Could you wait 1 minute? Let me pull off, because I definitely. Okay, thank you. I'll take that number now. Hello?
The account's canceled out. There's not going to be any more charges going forward. You have your cancellation number. It's going to be C like in Charlie, 920-669-0085.
085. That's 920-669-0085.
Correct.
Charlie 9. Right. And that's the cancellation order, so I'll get my $59. Is that correct? Are you still with me? Good morning.
Okay, your account's canceled out, and the cancellation will be back. Your account's canceled out, there won't be more charges going forward. You have the cancellation number written down, correct? See, like in Charlie, 920-669-0085 is the confirmation.
Okay. That's the confirmation for it. Okay, and you said there'll be no charges going forward. This charge that they put on my card will be taken off. Hello?
Okay, the account's canceled out. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am.
Hello? Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.